Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Back with Vershawn Jackson, powered by Bauer, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome back. Welcome back this Friday. It's a good Friday out there. People, get out and enjoy the sun. Go fishing. Go walking. Get out the house. Stop listening to the... Nah, I'm not going to say stop listening to the radio.
keep listening to the radio.
Keep the radio on you. But, you know, go out and have a great day. This is The Ticket, 93.7 with the captain.
Oh, no. My battery's running down, guys.
So here's the thing, Captain. I want to talk about that brotherhood. And when he said he see things as a brotherhood now, that's one thing that, you know, that football team got to understand, that it's going to be 100 and some guys out there, and y'all all got to be a team. And it's one thing that Coach Osborne did one year, and he called us up, and he told us we're a team. Damn it.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, we don't involve ourselves in other stuff with other people. You know, we're a team, and we're gonna be a team. And that's one thing about our brotherhood. I was telling Bob that I think the 90s are the closest thing to, like, most of the players come back because –
Yeah, well, you're exactly right. I mean, to this day, some guys, we might have talked to them, but if the guys that we haven't talked to in 10 years or saw in 10 years, we don't miss a beat when we get back together. Whether it's 10, 20, 30 years, we all love each other just like we did when we were in that locker room. Some of us.
Hopefully most. Let's go with most of
them. Yeah, most of us. You know, it's a great team, man. You learn a lot, man, when you from a different place and you come here and see guys from different areas of the world and y'all all mash and be a great team. See, it's the thing, you know, when I first seen Jason and Christian Peters, they was yelling at me and screaming, I was like, what's wrong with these guys? You know, and I was like, man, are these are fools. So, you know, but like I said, man, I got to know those guys and those guys are real passionate about football like I was. So it makes it even better when I can get on the field with them and help them and just to see their style of play, man. And I love those guys. I wouldn't want any other four defensive linemen that I had when I played because those was monsters. Those was my brothers.
Yeah, and we'll see if they can get that brotherhood back together. I thought something else that was interesting is A.J. Rollins, you know, talking. Tony White, you know, called him I don't have the word in front of me, but it gave him some glaring comments and appreciation for him now working full-time at defensive end. And he said that was somewhat his decision to make. He went and asked the coaches, you know, if that's where he can be. And it kind of leads to this question off the text line. Aaron asked, what do you guys think about Rule trying to trying players at so many different positions? Did the prior staff do that? I don't remember hearing about it to this degree. Sounds like Rule has a real eye for finding spots for players to really play to their strengths. And that is something that he's done successfully at his previous stops is kind of position changes. I think a lot of it right now has to do with that 3-3-5 defense, though. It's just kind of figuring out the right position for each one of those guys. And just that defense lends itself to a little bit more moving guys around. So I think that that's going to be part of it. But another part of it is to what he was saying is, you know, he's had success doing this before. You know, a lot of these guys – coming out of college, we've talked before about different guys and decisions you make on where you're going to play him. Cam Jurgens, you know, could have played tight end. We talk about Noah Fant in Nebraska wanting him as a defensive end. He wanted to play tight end. Obviously, there's a lot of position changes that we've talked about before. But the point is, a football player, sometimes there's just one role for him. But, you know, a lot of them have enough athleticism to play this position. You know, you talk about offense, defense, or moving them around the field. I think it's at least just getting a look at it. Now, again, to what we're speaking about earlier, I don't think you want to get too lost in that because, again, when you're dealing with install and stuff like that, I get it's a new set of eyes. You want to see where these guys play, but, you don't want to spend all spring having them try out at two positions and then, not get the most out of them at one.
Well, I think some of these guys were two-way players in high school, so that's a good thing that they was two-way players. Now, the thing about A.J. Rollins that they say he was a great defensive end. So, and plus you got to understand that tight end room is probably kind of.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Pro savings days are back at Lowe's. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Thick. So you want to neutralize. You want to get them at the best position you can get them. You don't want to just let the kid go because he has so much potential on defense, just as much as he has on offense. That's the same with Tommy Hill when he was at the receiver group, but he never. I mean, I'd never seen him play there. But you got to understand. Yeah, like I said, most of these guys are two sport. I mean, like not two sport, but played both sides of the ball in high school, and they're still young enough where you can move them and develop them and put weight on them and so things like that.
I give you a classic example. Devin White, my little cousin, played running back in high school. Everybody recruited him as a running back. He was phenomenal. The minute that we start looking at his career, what was going to, what all of our goal playing college football was to do what, Terrell?
What'd you say now?
All of our goals when we played college football was to do what?
Win a national title.
And then go on to do what?
To the NFL.
There you go. So everybody wants to play in the NFL. And I know one of the things that we told Devin is, yeah, he loved running back. But he was going to play longer and he was going to be more important to the team playing linebacker. And so – being in you going through multiple positions to me as a head coach is beautiful, especially if you don't know what a kid is. You might find out that this potential linebacker is really a defensive end. But if you never put them there and say, try it, let's see what happens, you'll never know. So I'm not in the business of pigeonholing a guy into one position. I think he can be in multiple positions and be successful.
And A.J. Rollins said, too, along with his decision to move to defensive end, again, they were going to kind of have him do both and play at tight end, is that if things do get if you do lack the depth there at tight end, he can always jump back over there because he's already played there, 2 years in college getting ready. So that's something to look out for.
Bob. No, Bob, it's over with.
No, that's what he said.
A.J., I know, but it's done. A.J. Rollins will never play tight end again. It's done.
Yeah.
This dude, I guarantee you, will become one of the best rush ends in a long time at the University of Nebraska because he's built for it. His body type is built for it. He's built. He reminds me he's got the body type to be a Pierre Paul type. A 6'4", 6'5", tall, lean, can move, can use his body as his weapon. We've got to find more guys that we can switch positions and put them in a position to be successful.
Speaking of Devin
but
White.
You can't do both. You only can do one.
Speaking of Devin White, trying to get traded, ain't he? You talk to Cuz?
I ain't talked to him in a minute. I think sometimes money makes their mind go midget.
Yeah.
Money.
Yeah, he was
mind midgets.
He's kind of frustrated over the contract talk.
Yeah, I know, but here's the deal, because this is a real point. When guys get millions of dollars that come from humble beginnings, if they don't remain humble, the money will make them mental midgets, where they'll think they're mental giants, but the money makes them disrespect, makes them walk around different, makes them talk different, makes everything about their life different. And if I know you and you're this way, and then you got a couple quarters, and then you're that way, and it changes you, then sometimes the old captain got to say, I love you, cuz, but I got to deal with you from a long-handled spoon. Because money don't make the man. The man makes the money. And sometimes in the NFL, that money gets into those guys' head, and it totally destroys their mind. Hey, make sure we get the I lost my baby. I gotta have I lost my baby.
All right.
Pool game.
All right.
What the break, Bob?
All right, you are listening to the captain here with the three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson, the All-American, Terrell Farley, and myself, Bach. We'll be back right after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.